Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. And joining us now on the line, live from Dublin, Ohio, is a very good friend of the program. He has joined us many a times in the past, and again will join us this morning, Bob Bubka from World Golf Radio. Bobby, good morning to you. Happy June. Happy summer. Summer is here, and thanks so much for spending a couple of minutes with us.
Well, I'm happy to spend I'm happy to spend a couple of minutes because yesterday morning at about 3 in the morning, I heard this strange noise, and then I realized it was a tornado warning siren going off in our area here, and they told us to get to the inner room of your motel and get in the bathtub, and, you know, I had never been through that. Luckily, it never touched down anywhere near us. It did touch down, I think, about 40 miles away, and one guy was in his basement and realized that his dog wasn't with him, and he ran up to the front door, as he told it, and he looked out, and he saw the tornado just literally pick up the doghouse with his dog Buster in it and carried it a mile or two down the street and dropped it, and then Buster came running home. So the guy lost most of his house, but he was happy to have his dog back.
Wow. Well, weather has been an issue this weekend up there, Bob. I mean, Thursday was perfect conditions, and guys went low. You know, Matt Goggin, perfect example, shoots a 7-under par 65 to take the first-round lead. But then on Friday, the winds, you know, shot up, and it was 25, 30-mile-an-hour gusts, and it was a tough day. The scoring average on the day for the second round was nearly 4 shots over par, and then yesterday you got the 2.5-hour rain delay around 1:30. Play resumed at 4 o'clock, and because of, you know, summer daylight, they were able to get everything in, but it's been dicey weather-wise this whole weekend. How is it looking for today?
It looks pretty good today, Russ, and, you know, when you mention weather and you mention Memorial, there's a legend that goes around here concerning an individual called Leather Lips, and some speculate that a portion of this golf course was built on a cemetery, and Leather Lips is not happy about it, and that's why he brings the bad weather in every year. I think there's only been 5 memorial tournaments that have gone through without any kind of weather delay. So it's a little bit of the folk history here. Jack doesn't believe any of it. He said there's no part of the golf course on the cemetery, but every time a bolt of lightning comes down, the locals start saying there's Leather Lips again, sending a message.
Bob Bubka from World Golf Radio joining us here on the line live in Dublin, Ohio. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, ESPN Radio 760.
Bob, you really got the stories today with the dog and the Leather Lips. but I got to ask you about the conditions. I've heard Robert Allenby say that these are the best greens he's ever played on. He includes Royal Melbourne and Augusta in that. I've also heard some of the guys say the rough is really like U.S. Open, like because of the rain and the fact that they just haven't had a chance to cut them like they would. Can you describe a little bit about the course conditions, specifically the rough and the greens, and how close to a major test is this for these players?
Well, Pat, I could say that if something were to happen to Torrey Pines in 2 weeks, the site of the upcoming U.S. Open, and they were forced to come back here, I don't think they would have to do one single solitary thing. Maybe cut the hole locations a little closer to the edges, but it really is playing U.S. Open. When we look at the cut, I don't think the cut will be higher than 6 over at the U.S. Open. That's what the cut was here at 6 over. So the rough, Jack is defending it. He said it's 4.5 inches. It's been 4.5 inches for the last 3 years. The difference being this year, they've had a very wet spring. And this rough, it literally is alive. And you just don't get many opportunities if you go into it. Basically, the smart play, the prudent play, is just hack it out and try and survive. The fairways are wide, though, here. And now they've been softened by some rain. I don't think the wind's going to get much over 20 miles per hour today. So I anticipate we'll have some good scoring. There'll be a lot of pressure on Matthew Goggin. You know, he's got a couple of things going against him. He's trying to become the first-time winner of this event. Well, Roger Mulpey did that, but that was the first event ever. And he's never won on the PGA Tour, and that's such a major step. We have to wait and see. Now, everybody behind him could go south and make it easy for him, or he could get off to a shaky start and then make it a wide open field.
Bob Bubka from World Golf Radio joining us here on the line. He is live in Dublin, Ohio. Of course, the Memorial Tournament, an event up in Dublin in the hometown of Jack Nicklaus, who grew up in Columbus, has been going on since 1976 at the venerable Mirfield Village Golf Club, 7,300-yard par 72 layout. And Bob, I'm curious, how far down the leaderboard should we go when we discuss possible champions today? Because he's got five men, three shots back at minus five. One of those guys, Kenny Perry, a two-time winner here at Memorial. Nick O'Hearn is at four under. J.B. Holmes, Jeff Ogilvie, Luke Donald, three guys who have all won on the PGA Tour. Multiple victories, are all at three under par, five shots back. Phil Mickelson kind of made a run there late yesterday. He started on the back nine, teed off on 10, so he finished up on the front nine and made, I think, two or three birdies there coming in to the clubhouse to finish his third round. But he is nine shots back at plus one. How far back do we go, and who are some of those names who might catch Goggin today on the final day Sunday?
Well, Russ, you know, the real key to that, of course, is going to be Matthew Goggin. I mean, if he moves forward and gets to 9-under, 10-under, that pretty much eliminates everybody that, unless they're within three shots of the lead starting the day. Now, if he were to come back a shot or two over the first couple of holes, this golf course right now, it is so funny because if you hit it where you're supposed to and how you know how, you can make birdie on every hole. If you don't hit it in the right spot, you can make bogey or double bogey. One guy that I kind of got a strange feeling about is Mike Weir. He's playing some real good golf. He was the only guy on the course yesterday that didn't make a bogey. And Janice, my partner, and I were having dinner in a steakhouse the other night, and two guys sat down alongside of us, and obviously we started talking golf, and they said they were from Canada, and they drove all the way down. They wanted to just catch a glimpse of Mike Weir. I said, well, Janice is pretty good friends of Mike Weir, and that was it. They talked to her for the next 2 hours. I just ate my dinner as if I was a stranger there. So maybe that was an omen that Mike Weir is going to win. After the Masters, he certainly has had it tough, but he's battled back, and he's playing some good golf right now. He's been there. He's done that. He's a guy to keep an eye on.
All right, Bob, we'll try and actually pin you down here. Do you think Mike Weir does it today? Does Matthew Goggin hold on? And what's the final winning score going to be?
Yes. No idea.
Very diplomatic.
I would say this much. I would think, and I could be wrong, and I'd have to get a little better indication of the wind guys when they tee off this afternoon. But if it's anything in the 15-mile-an-hour range, maybe with a gust of 20, I would think that Matthew Goggin would take even par, 72, tell that field, you go out there and have fun. I'll wait in the clubhouse and catch the cash the winner's check. You know, 9-under, 10-under certainly is going to win this week. The greens are just perfect. You mentioned earlier that people are saying they are perfect. I mean, it's like putting on a pool table. The problem is you start going downhill, downwind. They were speculating that on a stent meter they'd be rolling about 16, 17, or 18 on these downhill, downwind putts. Man, that's fast. Yeah. That is really fast. And then you make that the fourth round of a very prestigious tournament with the prospects of Jack Nicklaus himself standing at that 72nd hole ready to shake your hand. It's going to be tough out there.
Yeah, the conditions have been very difficult all week long, you know, and the weather made it even tougher on Friday with that average score of almost four over par. Nick Faldo and Jim Nance yesterday on the CBS broadcast saying things like, Mirfield Village this weekend is Augusta National with 6-inch rust, and rough, that is, and it's a U.S. Open conditions with wider fairways, and the course is in perfect condition, greens running around 14. It'll be a great final round. If Matthew Goggin hangs on for the victory, it will be his first ever on the PGA Tour, and he'll be the first man since Kenny Perry way back in 1991 to make his first ever PGA Tour victory, the Memorial at Mirfield Village. And he's got a great lineage. His mother was a great golfer in her own right and beat Julie Inkster in an amateur championship a number of years back. And he's from Tasmania. So one of the very few guys from Tasmania as an Aussie making their name on the PGA Tour. Bob Bupka is a very great friend of the program. He's with World Golf Radio and kind enough to join us this morning from Dublin, Ohio. Bob, thanks so much for your time, as always, and have a great final round today up there at Memorial.
Well, you got to have a great final round, and Jack Nicklaus, once again, just being an outstanding host, although it was a little funny, and he admitted it. He said when he walked in the grill room on Tuesday and he looked around, he saw maybe 15, 20 players that he had no idea who they were.
Right.
They were playing in his field. So the changing of the guard is well underway here on the PGA Tour.
All right, Bob. Thanks Bob. So much. Make sure you get one of those milkshakes. I saw Jackie Jr. Touting that they're the best on tour now that Jack Vickers event in Colorado is no longer.
Yeah, but Russ, they have a scale there. And if you tip it too high, you're not allowed to have a milkshake. I've been running every morning to try and get down to get one, but I'm still not close enough.
You'll get there, Bob.
Thankfully, Jack Nicklaus being health conscious for his media patrons up there in Ohio. Bob, have a great Sunday. Take care.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, there he is, Bob Bupka, very good friend of the program from World Golf Radio, joining us here on the line. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic.